getting to know our local area pastors. It's time for The Pastor's Perspective on KCIS.
Well, hello, I'm Aaron Bauer, senior pastor of Issaquah Christian Church. Our building is nestled in the beautiful foothills just south of downtown Issaquah, and we're easily accessible from all over the east side, so don't hesitate to reach out to us if we can be a part of bringing the hope and light of Jesus into your life today. You can find us at iccweb.org. I'm so encouraged by the gracious work of God in us and through us as we proclaim Jesus and make disciples in our community and through our global ministries. At Issaquah Christian Church, we're developing our identity as family because God is Father and we are His family. Servants because Jesus came to serve, and missionaries as we are sent by His Spirit. Family, servants, missionaries. And we're becoming good news kinds of people who bring healing, joy, peace, and grace to our friends and neighbors. And it may be that you want to live that way and tell people about Jesus, but don't know where to begin. Well, you're not alone. Many Christians feel stuck in ruts created by habits over time, and they don't feel like they have much to say to a world that is falling apart around them. Well, Christian, I'm asking you to start the process of becoming a good news person wherever you go. Here's the first step. Practice prayer. And I know that sounds obvious, but pray for the people God has brought into your life. Ask God to open doors for the gospel wherever you spend time. And certainly, this begins in the home and neighborhood, but extends to clubs, gyms, parks, playgrounds, teams, jobs, volunteering, kids, sports, schools, programs, and on and on. So that first step is just to ask for open doors because God is at work wherever you go. Now that sounds obvious, doesn't it? Of course, Pastor, I get that. But do you spend time in wonder about what He is doing? Well, that actually comes next. And that's step two, to develop wonder. And a deep conviction has been developing in me that the church has lost their sense of wonder about God. Well, kids have a great sense of wonder about the world. For little kids, miracles are everywhere, in spider webs and pretty leaves. But we lose that wonder about God as we grow up and make God into a predictable being. Becoming mature does not mean we need to lose wonder. I've developed a three-question process that allows me to rediscover wonder in everyday mission. These are questions I ask whenever I enter a coffee shop, store, neighborhood, church service, or any gathering of friends. Right now, put in your mind the place where you spend lots of time with other people. That might be your workplace, coffee shop, restaurant, grocery store, neighborhood meetings. The tool I've developed consists of three questions. One is just a rhetorical question. Has God given up on these people? No, of course not. The next question is kind of a biblical question. What is He doing? Well, He's seeking and saving the lost, redeeming lost souls, right? And then the third question kind of produces that sense of wonder. How far is He along in the process? Well, I don't know, but I hope to find out. I wonder. And this prayerful sense of wonder will lead you to action. And that's step three. It's just find out. So if you've been practicing prayer and developing wonder, the next step is to find out what God is up to. God might simply reveal to you what's going on in their lives and give you the way to respond. That would be wonderful. But other needs are below the surface, and so you might do this. It's simple and effective. Talk to your neighbor, friend, family member, coworker. Let them know that you have been praying for them and have been wondering if there's anything specific you could be praying for. Now, people out there are holding a lot of stress here in the Northwest, and they could use a neighbor that is trustworthy to share that burden with. Well, yeah, I'd appreciate that. My family, or you know, something about my job, or my boss, or my marriage. And you know, Jesus says to you and your neighbors, "Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest for your souls." You could be a ray of sunshine for a hurting friend, and you'll be on the front lines of finding out what God is up to in their lives. Christian, in Jesus, you really do have a lot to offer your friends, families, and neighbors, and they desperately need it. So remember that first step. Just practice prayer, and then develop wonder, asking these three simple questions. Has God given up on these people? What is He doing, and how far is He along in the process? And then step three, just find out. And may God's grace shine on you, and may His good news flow through you as you live out your trust in Jesus.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Bauer of Issaquah Christian Church. Find out more about the church at iccweb.org. To get involved with the Pastor's Perspective feature on KCIS, you can call our front desk at 206-546-7350. You can also find out more information and listen to previous perspectives at kcisradio.com.